Indaba zengozi zomgwaqo eziphuma ezindabeni ziveza kuba ngelanga lekhisimusi langelanga elalandelayo elangomgqibelo kufa abantu abalitshumi lasiyagalombili 18 endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe kuthi kuthanga emtoko kufe inani elifanayo ngemva kokungqikilana kwezimota zohlobo lwe-Isuzu Twin Cab kanye le-BMW zona bezithwele imuli ezimbili. Ngensonto ntambama izakhamizi zeGwanda zisele zikhuza emhlolo kulandela ukutholakala kwesidumbu somtshayeli phezu kwesihlahla ngemva kokuba imoto yakhe itshanele inye yaphuma umgwaqo. Umnumzana Tatenda Tinoda olwela ukuqedwa kwengozi zemgwaqo iRoads for Life Champion phansi kwenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe abensundu owe-African Union le-World Bank njalo esebenza lo hlangothi lwe-Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi kuleli khefu ingozi ezibe khona zidalwe ngabantu abazihambela ngezimota zabo.
We have all along been talking about combi drivers, lama passenger vehicle carrying drivers, but as we speak, statistics, evidence-based issues reveal that the private driver is the greatest cause of fatalities on our roads in Zimbabwe today, this festive season.
Sihlezi sikhala ngabatshayeli bamakhombi lezimoto ezithwala uzulu kodwa okwamanje ubufakazi obukhona bukhomba ukuthi abatshayeli ezimoto zabo bahamba phambili ekudaleni ingozi ezimbi emgwaqweni kulesi sikhathi sekhefu.
Uthi njalo ukudala lezi ngozi isiqubu lezimoto eziyabe zihamba ngaso ngakho-ke kukhuthaza uzulu kubatshayele ngonanzelelo sisiya kukhefu lo mnyango omutsha.
The greatest cause of the fatalities that we have from these private drivers is speeding. Speeding does not come alone. It comes with euphoria, family euphoria, New Year euphoria. As we want to approach our New Year and celebrate it, there's that New Year euphoria. So we must keep our excitement at levels where we can manage them.
Okudala lezi ngozi kakhulu izimoto ezigijinyiswa kakhulu kodwa isiqubu kasibuyi sodwa kuba lo mdlandla obakhona njengoba kuthakazelelwa umnyaka omutsha uzulu uzajabula okuphindwe kabili kodwa asijabuleni okulomkhawulo.
Isikhulumeli samapholisi eZimbabwe umnumzana Paul Nyathi uthe abasaphatheke ngodaba lwemtoko ngesikhathi sifuna ukuzwa inani lalabo asebefile ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu esithi basazohlala phansi bexwayisise. Umnumzana Ntaniso Mpando isakhamuzi eGwanda yena uthi ubona sengathi okudala ingozi emgwaqo lezi yikuthi abantu basuke bejabule okudlulisa amalawulo.
Abantu bonke bajabule bangumbe bayajabula ngalesi sikhathi sikaDisemba. Kuyabe kukhona okuncane, kuyabe kukhona ezikhwameni, kuphuma empumabhonasi. Kulayo nale ikhisimusi abantu abayibo abayithathela phezulu kakhulu. Abakhohlwa ukuthi uvele yona ikhisimusi ivele yona iyinkonzo. Ayisinto yokuthi abantu bejabule beze bedlulise. Hlanga lokuthi abantu ngabe bayakhonza bejabule nje okulingeneyo.
Nake nekufa abantu abedlula ekhulu 111 engozini zomgwaqo ngesikhathi sinye sekhefu lekhisimusi. Ngokuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19 abantu babesithi mhlawumbe lonyaka lelinani liza kwehla ngenxa yemkhuthazo yokuthi abantu bengahambahambi njengemvama besiyahlangana labemuli labangani bebaningi ngekhefu lekhisimusi lo mnyaka omutsha lonyaka emzameni yokuvimba ukuthelelana lula leli gciwane. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.